Hi, everyone, and welcome to English for You. My name is Joe.
And I'm Polly.
Yesterday, we learned that Aiden's parents seem to dislike the idea of him getting a summer job.
Right. I think now I kind of understand why his parents are so concerned about that. Because, of course, it's a very good idea to start working part-time and earning money. But still, there are a lot of things that need to be taken into consideration before really getting one. So I think to evaluate and select jobs carefully is quite important. So that's what his parents are trying to teach him.
And of course, parents always worry about their kids paying attention to their studies and getting good grades and everything.
Right.
And of course, if you're working, you have to allow more time for that. It takes time away from your studies too. So perhaps they're worried about that as well, as well as getting the right job.
Right.
Well, today we're going to find out exactly what happens to Aiden in his search for a part-time job. So let's go ahead and go through today's article.
Reading.
Summer jobs. Teens want to be treated as adults. One way for them to gain respect, as well as pocket money, is by getting a job during the summer. It's a very important step into the real world. The responsibility of working for others teaches teens how to interact with bosses and coworkers. Teens also learn how difficult it is to make and manage money. Supportive parents can offer useful advice on how to get a job, do a job well, and save money earned from that job. Summer work is not always fun and easy, though. First, it can be very hot and uncomfortable if teens are spending a lot of time outside. Second, summer jobs for teens often don't pay well. It can be disappointing to work so hard and receive so little in wages. Furthermore, working can be exhausting and take away from study and family time. Nevertheless, if you do decide to take on work, you can feel proud of yourself for taking on an adult responsibility. When all is said and done, you will most likely have sharpened your interaction skills and learned many life lessons.
All right, today's article starts off by saying teens want to be treated as adults. One way for them to gain respect, as well as pocket money, is by getting a job during the summer. So what kids want to do is to gain respect. To gain something means to obtain or achieve something that you want or need.
Gain, G-A-I-N, 在这边有得到获得的意思。例如 she has gained a reputation as a skillful negotiator. 那么我们刚刚听到 gain 还有另外一个同义词是 obtain, O-B-T-A-I-N.
Another thing that we all want, and teenagers, kids as well, need, is pocket money. Pocket money is money for incidental or minor expenses. Like, pocket money is what you would spend, say, if you go to the convenience store. You want to get a snack or a drink, you would use pocket money for that.
对 ,pocket money 呢就是零用钱的意思。好，我们看到后面还有一个 as well as 这个用法表示还有以及。那我们可以用文章的这一个句型呢再造一个句子。For example, my brother wants to gain more experience as well as confidence by participating in acting classes.好，我们再看到后面用了 by 这个介系词 by getting a job 就是借由暑假的打工。那么我们用 by 呢，还可以再造一个句子 ：He learned Japanese by listening to lots of Japanese songs.
The article goes on to say, "It's a very important step into the real world. The responsibility of working for others teaches teens how to interact with bosses and coworkers."
It really is an important step into the real world. Step 在这边 S-T-E-P 当作名词表示很重要的一步。所以呢，如果你做了什么对你来说很突破的事情，是你人生中很大的一步，你可以说 I took a big step in my life.
We also saw this word interact. If people interact with each other, they talk to each other or they work together.
Interact. interact. 中文呢是互动。那我们来看到前面 inter, inter 这个字首，它其实就是指两者或两者以上的东西的一个互动的关系。Between or involving two or more different things, places or people. 所以呢我们最常看见呢这个字首开头的字就是 international, 就是指各国间的互动关系，所以当然就是国际的意思 international。那么我们再回到 interact 这个字，和什么人事物互动呢？后面我们可以接 with, interacts with somebody or something.
For example, we could say, Lily would like to pursue a career that involves interacting with people.
好，那么我们后面还看到同事的英文是 co-worker, 看到 co, C-O, 这个字首呢有一起的概念。例如比如说专辑呢，如果不止一个人制作的，共同的制作人我们可以称作 co-producer, co-producer, 或是共同的作家合著者可以称为 co-author, co-author。 那么同事除了 co-worker 这个字之外呢，还有另外一个常用字是 colleague, C-O-L-L-E-A-G-U-E。Okay, so interacting with people is really a big part of working.
That's right. If you work in an office with lots of other people, you'll always be interacting or talking and working alongside other people. Well, teens also learn how difficult it is to make and manage money.
Right. You'll never know how difficult it is to make money until you really start working. And managing money is another difficult task.To manage money means to use money well without wasting it. So I think the very first step of managing your money is to save money. If you always spend all of the money you earn, especially on unnecessary items, you'll end up with nothing.
That's right. You have to learn exactly how much money you can make each month. And then you have to sort of make a budget, which means to decide...How much will I spend on food? How much will I spend on entertainment? And then you have to decide, well, I only make this much, but I spend this much. So how can I cut down or reduce how much I spend so I can save some money?
Yeah.
That's something that's a lifelong lesson for a lot of us,
exactly.
I think. Well, the diary goes on to say, supportive parents can offer useful advice on how to get a job, do a job well, and save money earned from that job.
好，记得我们昨天看过 supportive 这个形容词，就是支持的。
And we're talking about what parents can offer. Offer means to provide something that people need or want.
Okay, offer, O-F-F-E-R, 当动词是提供 provide 的意思。那么提供别人建议呢，我们常会这样说 offer useful advice. 除了建议之外，我们还可以比如说 offer a little help,or offer some support to other people.
For example, we could say the store offers free aftercare services.
Okay. 好，那么针对什么事情的建议呢？我们通常会说 advice on something. For example, a piece of advice on life, 就是关于人生的一些建议。
Next, the article says, summer work is not always fun and easy, though.First, it can be very hot and uncomfortable if teens are spending a lot of time outside.
Exactly. I've experienced this at my, when I was doing my first part-time job. We were asked to put flyers, to deliver flyers to all the mailboxes around the company's neighborhood in a hot summer afternoon. So that was a very unpleasant memory. But after all, that's work and that's life. And I was very young then. So I don't regret having that experience.
I had experiences like that too. I worked on a farm very briefly in one of my summer jobs. Actually only for one day. I'm sorry to say. But yeah, it was uncomfortable. It was hot. But it is still a worthwhile experience. Now, next, the article says, second, summer jobs for teens often don't pay well.
对 ,pay 呢当动词大家最熟悉的意思是付钱。你要 pay how much money for something. 不过要说一个工作的薪资如何待遇好不好，也可以用 pay 这个动词。如果一个工作它的待遇很好，就可以说 the job pays well。
That's right. Usually, jobs for teens, it's their first job, they pay something called minimum wage,the lowest possible amount that you can be paid by law. So it can be disappointing to work so hard and receive so little in wages. Wage means the money you earn that is paid according to the number of hours or days or weeks that you work.
对 ,wage, W-A-G-E 是工资，通常会用复数形式 wages, 而且它其实比较是打工性质的这个薪水，可能是每个星期依据你打工的时数发给你的工资。那么比较正式的工作呢，每个月会支付给你的薪水比较会用 salary 这个字 ,S-A-L-A-R-Y, salary。另外呢还有一个字，如果是你个人的收入则是用 income, I-N,C-O-M-E.
Furthermore, working can be exhausting and take away from study and family time.
Okay, if something is exhausting, it makes you feel extremely tired, makes you feel exhausted. 那么记得如果是形容人的感觉是要用 exhausted, 形容一件事情很累人则是 exhausting.就像我们刚刚上一句有看到呢，令人沮丧、失望的是 disappointing， 是加 ing 的。不过如果是形容一个人的感觉很失望，则是用 disappointed， disappointed。
We also saw the phrase take away from. This means to reduce something. So for example, all the time he spends playing music reduces or takes away from the time he spends with his.Children, that could be an example. To reduce something or to make something less in amount.
对，所以呢 take away from 就是减少，夺去呢拿走你的一些私人的时间。
Nevertheless, if you do decide to take on work, you can feel proud of yourself for taking on an adult's responsibility. Nevertheless means in spite of a fact that you have just mentioned. So if you do decide to take on this work,You can have some pride in what you do.
Right, okay, nevertheless, N-E-V-E-R-T-H-E-L-E-S-S. 其实就是我们很熟悉的 however 这个字的同义词 nevertheless.
For example, we can't act on your advice. Nevertheless, we really appreciate your feedback. We also saw a phrase, take on, which means to undertake or begin to handle.Now, take on is our shortcut for you for today, so let's take a closer look at this phrase. Shortcut for you.
Can you help me out?
It depends on what you want me to do.
Okay, I have to leave town for the week.And I need someone to look after my dog, Fluffer Noodle.
That sounds like something I can take on.
I don't want you to fight Fluffer Noodle.
Oh. Take on means to accept a particular job or responsibility.
So, take on means 承担工作或责任。
Yes, I don't want to beat up your dog.However, I'd be happy to take on the responsibility.
Thank you so much for taking on the job. Would you like me to pay you?
No, it's fine. I'll take on the work without pay this time.
Okay, that's fine. Actually, I don't want to pay. 好，所以呢 take on 就是你接手做开始做某件事情。比如说呢 take on a mission 也可以这样用。
Now, when all is said and done,You will most likely have sharpened your interaction skills and learned many life lessons. Here's a common phrase that we use a lot when all is said and done. This means when everything is finished and settled, something that you say when you are about to tell someone the most important fact in a situation. So it's often the way that we will end an argument or we will end when we're making a point. When all is said and done,And then we say the most important part of our argument.
对，所以呢，这个 when all is said and done， 所有该说的都说了，该做的都做了，中文我们可以翻作到头来，最后，而且通常你后面要讲的事情可能是还蛮重要的一个点。
And working will also sharpen your skills. To sharpen means to improve something so that it is up to the necessary standard or quality.
好，所以我们先看 sharp 呢 ，S-H-A-R-P 本身当形容词是锋利的、尖锐的。那么 E-N 这个字尾放在后面，就表示 to make something have a particular quality. 所以 sharpen。S-H-A-R-P-E-N 它就变成动词削尖的意思不过在这边说 sharpen your interaction skills 当然就是引申有磨练的意思也就是让你的 interaction skills 变得更好
For example, the course will help students sharpen their English listening skills So to sharpen just means to improve something improve the quality of some sort of skill that you already haveAnd just to make it a little bit better.、
Mm.
So getting a job will definitely help you sharpen your interaction skills. It will also...
Communication skills?
Exactly, yeah. Communication, interaction, all the things that you will need later when you enter the working world full time.
Right.
All right, that brings us to the end of today's article. But now it's time for us to get into For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's For You Chat question is, have you considered taking a summer job? What was it?
Well, I had summer jobs from the time that I was 16 onward,
right.
all the way through university.
Mm.
So it was not something that I had to consider because it was a necessity. It was something that I had to do.
Mm.
Because often when we turn around 16, it's the age that we can drive in North America,And our parents will say, well, you know, we gave you money for stuff before.
Mm.
Now it's time for you to earn your own money. If you want to buy something, you want new clothes, if you want to go out for food, or if you want to go see a movie, you're going to have to pay for that. So we have to go out and get jobs. So I worked in restaurants. I worked in warehouses.
Mm.
I did all kinds of different work for summer jobs for those few months that we had between going to school. So
yeah.
I've always had summer jobs, and now, of course, I work full-time.
Yeah.
And I don't regret any of my working experiences during the summer when I was younger. What about you? What kinds of things did you do during the summer months?
Yeah, I only had one summer job. That was, I worked in an English cram school, as I mentioned before, and that was the summer before I entered university. So, yeah, I just did some really simple administrative things at work.So, yeah, I think it's a great experience now looking back.
That's right. It teaches you what work is all about, and it teaches you the value of money and the importance of having a job, earning your own money, and you get a lot of pride from your work, too. So, once again, it's a very worthwhile experience. All right, that's all the time we have today for English for You, but please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
And I'm Polly.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Summer jobs.Teens want to be treated as adults. One way for them to gain respect, as well as pocket money, is by getting a job during the summer. It's a very important step into the real world. The responsibility of working for others teaches teens how to interact with bosses and co-workers. Teens also learn how difficult it is to make and manage money.Supportive parents can offer useful advice on how to get a job, do a job well, and save money earned from that job. Summer work is not always fun and easy, though. First, it can be very hot and uncomfortable if teens are spending a lot of time outside. Second, summer jobs for teens often don't pay well.It can be disappointing to work so hard and receive so little in wages. Furthermore, working can be exhausting and take away from study and family time. Nevertheless, if you do decide to take on work, you can feel proud of yourself for taking on an adult responsibility. When all is said and done, you will most likely have sharpened your interaction skills and learned many life lessons.
Vocabulary Review.
Interact. Workers who interact with each other often usually enjoy their job more. Offer. Fitness experts offer tips to clients on how to lose weight. Wage. Many companies try to compete for experienced workers by increasing wages. Nevertheless, the plate of pasta was huge. Nevertheless, the hungry boy ate it all. Sharpen. The writer sharpened her skills by attending creative writing classes.